If we're asked why we believe something, or why we committed an act we did, and all we utter are platitudes, hearsay, and debunked information that crumbles under even the minutest evidential inquiry, do we realize we've been force-fed a lie? Is even the possibility of this being a lie so overwhelming because we've built our lives within it, not to mention honed our views, that we couldn't take the slightest inkling of it not being true because our whole world would implode? Do we glom on to certain ideas because we feel less than and want to belong to something, not because we actually believe the rhetoric? Do we actually believe thoughts and prayers do a damn thing after a massacre is committed by somebody who might not have grown up a racist and sadistic asshole, but became one because they felt abandoned by society, therefore glommed on to any and all bullshit they were told? Let me first say thoughts and prayers aren't a bad thing. In fact, they're an attempt to spread a little humanity in a dark world. However, when words aren't followed up by any concrete action to prevent terrible tragedies from happening again, they ring 100% hollow and become detrimental. My heart goes out to Christ Church, as it does to the worshippers simply enjoying Friday prayers with their community like their religion of peace demands. That doesn't mean it stops there. I will, every day until the day I die, work to destroy the hate that created a situation where somebody felt like their only escape from an invasion, they were specifically force-fed, specifically because of their gullibility, was to shoot innocent people in their house of worship. Pointing out racist acts when they happen should continue. Maybe it'll make racists afraid to come out in the open again. However, if we keep treating the symptoms, which I argue have been very inadequately done instead of the disease, it will not only delete the last vestiges of humanity our world has left, but the last bits our soul contains as well. If we believe in hate, we really hate ourselves. Continuing to treat symptoms allows the disease to metastasize. Love breaks the cycle of hate. We don't fix the future by recreating and repeating the past. We do it by being good to each other right now.